Blog Talk Radio.
You're coming up like a flower. You're coming up through the cracks that live around you. Everybody knows we have no fear. We are the wind of change coming. We'll take a stand where the man he never go. We will shout it out to let you know. This is my
from beautiful 5 degree Sun Valley, Idaho. This is My Generation. This is KSLP Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from Sun Valley, Idaho. And this is my turn to speak. This is a special edition. We have a caller. Before we get to him, I just want to give out the call-in number. It's 347-850-1572. And before we get to that caller, I have something that I need to say. I've kept quiet for the last 2 days, and I need to say this. This is my first public statement on the whole BCS, the Florida Gator game, and what happened Saturday. This is for all those haters of Tim Tebow out there. I have two words for you. Shut up. Okay? Enough. He cried the other day. It takes a real man to cry. Believe me, I know. I've done it. Okay? All you haters out there, all you Tim Tebow haters, you got to stop and realize that he helped his team to 22 straight victories. Okay? That's uncommon nowadays. 2 national championships, 1 Heisman Trophy, 3 SEC title appearances in 4 years. You've got to give him props. Okay? Yes, he lost. But it was not his fault that he lost. I place the blame on that bum, Carlos Dunlap. That is the one that was arrested in Gainesville, Florida, for being drunk and underage, being drunk and behind the wheel of his vehicle at a stoplight asleep. I blame him. If he wasn't so stupid and arrogant to make such a dumbass move to do that, the Gators would have been in a better position. But instead of thinking about his team, he decided to think about himself selfishly, and he ended up costing the Gators their first ever perfect season and another chance for a BCS national title. I still support my Gators. I am supporting them in the Sugar Bowl. Okay? They are my team. I believe in them. Not everybody can win every week, especially in the SEC. That is the toughest conference in college football in this country, bar none. No other conference can stand up to it. What does it say when your two ACC opponents for the ACC championship get beat by in-state rivals from the SEC middle-class teams? Georgia is definitely a middle-class team. It's definitely not a top-tier team. Now, I'm a Georgia Tech fan, okay, because I don't like Georgia. But for all those Gator haters out there, like I said when I opened this program, shut up. Enough. Okay? Tim Tebow has not only helped Florida, but he's helped bring a level of prestige to the Southeastern Conference. Period. Okay? Their bowl appearance in the Sugar Bowl is not just going to help Florida. It helps all 12 schools in the conference. Every bowl appearance that is made by a conference helps those teams, every team in that conference. The SEC has, I think, at least eight teams in the in bowl games. You have Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, all in bowl games this year. They are the best conference in the country. Now, we'll get to more on that later. I just had to say that. Like I said, I've been holding back for 2 days, looking on Facebook, looking at what people have to say. One guy who I went to school with, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's like, oh, yeah, Tim Tebow was at a helping out at a Rascal Flatts concert, smoking and crying. Whatever. I have a friend on Facebook, Paula, who said it best. She said, you know, grown men cry. It takes a real man to cry. Yeah, he cried the other day. So what? That's fine, you know? I don't understand why people hate this guy so much. He devotes his time to helping others. Okay? If anybody watched ESPN's College Game Day on Saturday morning, they had a story on there about a 15-year-old kid. I think it was from Niceville. But anyway, he wanted to be a Gator so bad. And he was playing in a high school game, and he ended up dying from a football-related injury, killed him. And shortly after that, Tim Tebow was in town accepting an award. And everyone was telling him about this boy. And so he met the parents, and that was it was a maroon color, but that was one of the 9 bracelets that he was wearing on one of his arms. Plus, every week with him, another Bible verse underneath his eyes, you know, painted in his black paint under his eyes, another Bible verse. So like I said, all you Gator haters out there, just shut up. Because I, for one, am tired of hearing your crap. Okay, now that I've got that off my chest, and I've been doing that for the last 6 minutes or so, We have a caller, and I'm going to try to get him online here. I'm having a few difficulties, but let me see if maybe I can get him. Hold on one second here. Maybe I can get him. Hold on. technical difficulties, I tell you. Hang on, caller. I'm trying to get to you, but let's see if we can do it now. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Okay. I heard your speech for the. You said you tell of us. All us Temple haters. I ain't got nothing to say. I mean, he had a bad game. Everybody has a bad game.
Exactly.
He did what he could. They didn't win. Next chapter. But let me tell you one thing. And this is this. If he doesn't do good in a Cincinnati game, you know I'm not going for him, but if he doesn't do good, his legacy we go down. He choked in the last two games.
Yeah.
If he doesn't good, well, I got Cincinnati beating him. But if he doesn't do good, his legacy is going to be in the SEC championship tier. People are going to say he choked.
Yeah.
In the, what they play, Sugar Bowl?
Yes.
In the Sugar Bowl, people are going to say he choked. If Cincinnati runs away with the game and Tebow, if they lose by 22 points to Cincinnati, it's going to be the same old thing. Tebow choked in the SEC game. He choked in the Sugar Bowl. And people are going to talk, and that's going to be the talk. I hope he does well. I don't hope he wins, but I hope he does well just to redeem himself in the SEC championship. I hope he does well.
Well, let me tell you this. What it reminds me of is, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Replacements.
Yeah.
Okay, with Keanu Reeves. Okay.
Yep.
He's a washed up old college quarterback who gets a chance to redeem himself because he has a coach that allows him to redeem himself when greedy NFL players or whatever league it's supposed to be goes on strike. And you know, it's a great movie, but it kind of reminds me of that. Now, I think that it wasn't him by himself. Now, yeah, he is the leader of the team, yes. But as I said about Carlos Dunlap, the bum that got drunk and, you know, thought more of himself than he did his team and the fans of the Florida Gators. Some of that responsibility should fall on him, because if he didn't act so stupidly, none of that would have, the Gator defense would have been sewn up some, and I don't think they would have given up as many points, you know, not having Dunlap on that field.
But you also got to give Alabama credit. They came to play.
Alabama learned from last year's SEC championship game. They studied film. They did things differently right out of the gate. I mean, usually if you get a coin toss in your favor, he elected to keep it for the first half and then let Florida get it in the second half. And, usually you want to have it to start the second half.
Yep.
So he had done things differently. I give them credit. They're an SEC team, and they're an SEC powerhouse. And I think that after Texas showing against Nebraska 13-12, I think after that showing, Alabama is not only going to win the national championship, but I honestly believe that after the performance that Mark Ingram provided on Saturday, that next Saturday he'll be hoisting the Heisman Trophy from the Downtown Athletic Club in New York City.
You got a chance. You got
a
real good chance.
He has a great chance. He's a finalist, and I believe he made the strongest case over the weekend for winning the Heisman Trophy.
Because Tim Tebow didn't.
Yeah. No. Tim Tebow didn't, and I admit that. I'm.
How about Texas quarterback? He didn't either.
He didn't either. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Biggest game, biggest stage. Well, second biggest stage. Biggest stage, of course, is the national championship. Second biggest stage is, you know, the conference championship. But neither one of them brought it. Mark Ingram of Alabama brought it. And he will, I predict right here, that he will bring Alabama their first Heisman Trophy winner on Saturday. And he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, he'll do it. I agree with you there. He'll do it. I ain't going to be on the phone too long because Amy wants to go to bed. But put it like this. Oh, we sent you, I don't know if you got them. We sent you our picks.
Yes, I got them.
Good.
I will go over them in a little bit and say them on air along with mine.
Okay.
I got
Amy,
a lot
got
to get to in my show. So,
so Steve, you know what?
Yeah.
Each bowl game, I can say more, just one thing. Each bowl game is going to be good. It's going to be some good game. It's going to be some lopsided game. It's going to be some terrible games.
Now,
Why are they waiting for Army or UCLA to play Temple in that one bowl? Because they don't know who's going to play.
I guess they're waiting on Army's record. Now, this whole time, as you had seen when I sent you the link for the bowl schedule, Army's name was already on there as a team that had already been selected.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that because Navy is playing in a different game. So I guess what they're waiting on is to see if Army, you know, wins Saturday because since this game was pushed back a week, you know, normally it's the same week as the conference championships.
Yeah.
This Army-Navy game, but they push it back a week so they can focus and showcase it for some reason. I'm guessing that if Army wins, that they will end up in that bowl. If they don't, then it will be the other team.
UCLA.
UCLA. Mm-hmm. Now,
so if that means if Army wins in the bowl, UCLA is out of any bowl.
Yeah, because they're at all, what is it,
all the bowls are taken, but that one.
Yeah, all the other 67 slots are taken. So yeah.
But that. So the Army Navy game means something this week.
It means something to Army.
It's not just a rival like it usually be. It means a lot.
Right. Yeah. Now, I will say this. Now, as you saw with my picks for the bowls,
mm-hmm.
I picked every SEC team to win. Except for one, and I didn't even mention them earlier, and that's Arkansas.
I picked them.
Because as long as Bobby Petrino is their coach, I will pick against them. Because Bobby Petrino is the same scumbass that, and I'm sorry to those people out there, but I am a Falcons fan. I grew up a Falcons fan, and what he did to the Atlanta Falcons in the 2007 season was beyond wrong, okay? When he left them after 13 games, quit on them, and they turn on SportsCenter and see him doing the Sue call, you know, being and leaves a note for them in their lockers. Very unmanly way of doing things. And so he is a bum, major bum. And so as long as he is Arkansas's coach, I will root against Arkansas. Maybe
all right, buddy.
Maybe soon they'll wise up and fire his sorry ass. Maybe.
Well, I'm ahead of, well, we're getting ready to go to bed, but I'm happy to show on.
And I told you that I had I was going to wait and say something, and I did, you know.
Yep.
And I said a lot, didn't I?
Yeah. All right, Stevie. Don't talk about my Ohio State Buckeyes too bad now when you give your rating. I know you picking Oregon to beat them, but I put it like this: we're gonna finally win on a big stage.
Okay.
Ohio State's gonna beat. You don't think they're gonna beat Oregon?
I picked Oregon, so no.
Yeah. Okay. Oregon is about as good as USC, and USC sunk this year.
All right, well.
You're not even in a BCS bowl.
Yeah, I know. All right, you have a good night, and I will I'll talk to you later. Try to listen to as much of the show as you can.
Okay, I'm listening to all of it.
Oh, you're listening to all of it. Okay.
Yep. All right, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, that was my friend Daryl from North Carolina. If anybody else wants to get in on the convo, it's 347-850-1572. We're going to go ahead and start our first music set, and we're not going to get to all six tonight, or not all of all six, but we're going to start with a Christmas tune, and I heard this on the radio. I had to find out who it was. This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra with a song called Wizards in Winter. This is KSLP Radio, my turn to speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, DJ Stevie P, and we'll be back in about 12 minutes or so. Please enjoy. We'll be right back. This is DJ Stevie P here on KSLP Radio and blogtalkradio.com. That was a song from the Pure Moods CD that came out in 1997. I absolutely love that song because it's so peaceful. It's called, I hope I'm saying this right, but it's called Yeehaw Noha, which is Wishes of Happiness and Prosperity, and it's by Sacred Spirits. So, there you go. There's 1 hour and 27 minutes left of the show. We have a lot to talk about still, along with playing some more great music like we just played. Now, the second song that I played was The Time Is Now by John Cena. Of course, John Cena is a wrestler. And if any of you follow basketball, you know who Mark Cuban is. I personally think he's a bum. Because last year he funded a movie, an anti-war movie called Redacted. Some kind of liberal anti-war movie that didn't really make a lot of money, and I don't think it was, anybody saw it. Anyway, tonight he was the guest host on Monday Night Raw, and if any of you watch Raw, you know what I'm talking about. Since probably for the last 5-6 months, they've had nothing but guest hosts every single week where they get somebody new to host it, whether it be a celebrity, like a music star, like a couple of months ago, Snoop Doggy Dogg, he hosted it. Could be a sports athlete. Ben Roethlisberger hosted it a couple of months ago. Could be an actor. Seth Green has hosted it. Jeremy Piven. Last week was Vern Troyer. Anyway, this week they was in Dallas, and Mark Cuban hosted it. And he did all right. I love the ending, though. This new star named Seamus, this Irish dude named Seamus, put Mark Cuban through a table. So I was happy with that because, like I said, I don't personally don't like the bum, but whatever. so that's that. Now, we have an hour and 24 minutes left. The guest call-in number, if anybody else wants to call in, it's 347-850-1572. Speaking of TV, now, I'm sure many of you know by now that this couple, what was it, 2 weeks ago now? Almost 2 weeks ago that they crashed a White House party. Yeah, it was a couple of days before Thanksgiving. They crashed this White House party. They said, oh, yeah, we had an invite. We had this person here. And it's a big screw-up. But for those of you that don't watch Saturday Night Live or that used to and then thought, well, it's not funny anymore, believe me, I know it's not funny anymore. But I saw part of this clip on Fox News this morning. So I went to Hulu and went to the TV section, the Browse TV, down to Saturday Night Live, and then clicked on the episode hosted by Gossip Girl star Blake Lively. The first segment has to deal, that they did the opening segment, dealt with those White House crashers. So if any of you are interested, head over after the show, not during the show, head over after the show to Hulu.com and then click on TV and then click on Browse TV or Browse and then scroll through the S's to Saturday Night Live and then click on the very episode on the left, which is host Blake Lively. And you'll watch that. And that's a big mess, that whole thing with the crashers, the party crashers. So, and they're like, oh, our lives have been destroyed, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Whatever. You're the one that decided to crash the party, so you have to live with the consequences. I mean, they shook hands with Obama. I mean, there was a mere feet away from the Indian prime minister. I mean, how scary is that? They could have been terrorists. You know, don't they watch 24? I mean, stuff like that happens on 24. It's not supposed to happen in, oh, wait, this is the Obama White House. Anything can happen in the Obama White House, right? So, yeah, I guess. That was funny. That was very funny. And like I said, I recommend you going over there and watching it after this program is concluded, which will be at 11:30 Mountain Time, which is 1:30 a.m. East Coast time. So instead of 2:30. Wait. I don't know. I'm confused. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm right. Okay. All right, so we have an hour and 21 minutes left. We talked about that couple, and we talked a little bit about the Gators and what happened Saturday. When we come back, we will be discussing the presidential troop surge in Afghanistan, and we're also going to talk about Bobby Bowden. So we will be back. We'll play like three songs. Yeah, hopefully I'll play three songs. And then we'll be back. So please enjoy these here on KSLP Radio and My Turn to Speak here on blogtalkradio.com. And as always, this is your host coming to you live from 4 Degree. Yes, I said 4 Degree. Man, is it warm outside Sun Valley, Idaho. You gotta love when it's 4 degrees outside. Seriously. Anyway, to start off the set, this is Matthew Morrison and from Glee. And so please enjoy these songs, and I'll be back very soon. Thanks.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your youth. Bookmark it. His age.
My yesterday's
You were always waiting to be picked to play the game. But when your name was called, you found a place to hide. When you knew that I was always on your side. But everything was easy then, so sweet and innocent. Your demons and your angels reappear, leaving all the traces of the man you thought you'd be, leaving me with no place left to go from here, leaving me so many questions all these years. Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Mickey.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. Partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Four Trojan birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Four Trojan birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings,
4 turkey birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. Minnie? A laying 5 golden rings,
3
French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Chippendale.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids in milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings,
4 turkey birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Clarabelle.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 loaves of reaping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 maids in milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying, 5
hey, that's my line. I'm gonna take yours. 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas,
geese a-laying, 5 onion rings,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming,
7 pipers piping,
10 loaves of
reaping, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, we are back. That was Disney's version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Speaking of that, on the 12th day of Christmas, Obama gave to me 12 KSM jurors, $11 trillion in debt, 10% unemployment, 9 communist czars, 8 adoring networks, 7 Bush blamers, 6 death penalties, 5 wars on Fox, 4 years of hell, 3 crashing polls, 2 teleprompters, and a Marxist ideology. That's what Obama gave to me and gives to all of us. Merry Christmas, y'all. Okay, we are back. We have an hour and 9 minutes. Speaking of our beloved president, Mr. Anointed himself, Barack Hussein Obama, you know how sometimes people will do something basically half-assed, you know, part way? That is our beloved commander-in-chief for you, doing something like that. And what he decided to do is, he's sending 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. But then he wants to turn around and start pulling them out in 18 months. Why? What, I mean, does that make any sense? Did he learn nothing from the Soviet war in Afghanistan? They pretty much did the same thing. I mean, you don't give your enemy your final move. You don't show him your hand. You know, you don't... I've played Texas Hold'em once. You don't, you know, you don't show him your hand. He's showing his hand to the enemy. All they got to do is wait us out for 18 months and take over Afghanistan, and in another 6 or 7 years, they'll have another terrorist attack on America. I said at the beginning of the year when he took office that he is going to start a war on the war on terror. You know, man-made disasters, not Islamic extremists, and war on terror. If anybody has a comment out there about this, it's 347-850-1572 if you want to join in on the convo. I personally think that sending troops is the right idea. It's not enough troops. I think General Stanley McChrystal called for 40,000 troops. I think 40,000 troops is what they should be sending, not 30,000. I like Elizabeth Hasselbeck's take on that. She said, you're playing a hockey game and you switch out, and when you switch out, you only send out 75% of those that you brought in. And so basically you're only playing with 3/4 the amount of players. It's the same thing. So, you know, Obama is Obama, and he's never going to learn. It's going to be one gaffe after another with him. And just like going back real quickly to that couple that decided to have a photo op with our president, his social secretary was not standing out there at the gate and checking people's name off the list. She was a member in the party. She was at the party instead of doing her job. And people want to blame the Secret Service. They might be partially at fault, but it's not just them. Obviously, that falls on the Social Secretary, and she didn't do her job. And then when people ask questions to that, what's a good word for him? Brown noser, I guess. Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, press secretary, I guess you could call him. He kind of scolded the reporter for asking those tough questions, basically calling her a child. Now, if a Republican had done that, their head would have been rolling down the street. But anyway, guest call number 347-850-1572. I will talk briefly about Bobby Bowden, and then when I come back from the break, I'll really get into it about him. for those of you that are fans or friends of mine on Facebook, you know that I posted a thing saying that the way he was basically let go was wrong. I believe it was wrong. A man with his stature in college football should be treated with respect. And the way that Florida State University treated him, basically forcing him to retire, you know, basically putting him out to pasture, was wrong. On that note, he said he wanted to play his final bowl game in the state of Florida. Well, the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville took Florida State against West Virginia. I guess he used to work for West Virginia. I'm not sure. I don't really follow Bobby Bowden, but I believe that's what I heard. But that game is already sold out. Now, for those of you that live in Jacksonville, Florida, or know Jacksonville, Florida, know that that game never sells out, no matter who's playing. Even back in the late 90s, early to late 90s, when Florida played there on the January 1st game, that game was not sold out. Back when it was the Outback Steakhouse Gator Bowl game, I remember one time the game was actually blacked out. in Jacksonville because not enough people had bought tickets. But anyway, tickets are completely sold out for this. They're recommending people on the website to go to a secondary ticket broker to purchase tickets. They might add seats to this game, but I mean, this is a stadium that has not sold out any Jaguars games at all this year. But yeah, this game is sold out. There's still a chance for people to win tickets. I found the other day, I went to GatorBowl.com. That is the website, GatorBowl.com. They are giving away tickets to people, I guess even people from out of town, because airfare, hotel, and game tickets are included. I've already signed up. I probably won't win, but it would be nice to see that game, and if I can't see it in person, that's one bowl game at least that I'm going to watch, and I have predicted, and I am predicting, that Florida State will rally around their coach and win this bowl game on January 1st against West Virginia. Okay, so we're going to go take another at least three-song music break. We have exactly 61 minutes left in the show. And once we do that, then let's see what we're going to play here. All right, we're going to start out with some Melissa Etheridge and do a three-song set starting with her. So please enjoy here on KSLP Radio, My Turn to Speak. This is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from 4 Degree Sun Valley, Idaho. We'll be back in 15 minutes or so.
Ask John what you... There she goes. Ask John what you wanted to sing. I said, if you could sing a song of mine, what do you want to sing? She said, bring me some wine.
Yes, I did. I used to crank this up in my apartment when I had a crummy little apartment in Brooklyn and dance.
That's the only way to listen to songs.
Yeah.
You crank it up.
Yeah.
In your dirty little apartment.
You ready?
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek,
and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air.
And I know you're only human,
and I haven't got talking room.
But tonight, while I'm making excuses,
some other woman making love to you.
I don't know how. the same devil's got my
Yeah.
Okay, that was probably one of the best versions of O Holy Night I have ever heard. Every time I hear that version, I get chills up my spine. Seriously. That is by contemporary Christian group Point of Grace. Put out that version. It's on their Christmas album. It's also on Wow, which is contemporary Christian version of Now, but Wow, 97, or not 97, Wow's Top 30 Christmas Hits. It's also on that CD. We are back here in Sun Valley, Idaho, and I got a weather alert for you from here. It's now 3 degrees. That's above zero, not below. If somebody wants to call in, it's 347-850-1572. Now, I was discussing earlier about the BCS and about Florida and everything. Before I get to that, I want to cover the Tiger Woods thing real quick. Leave him alone. Okay, I know he's an entity, business entity among himself, but whatever this man chooses to do, leave him alone. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, as I talked about earlier with this couple, they also did a skit, you knew they would, starring Kenan Thompson as Tiger Woods. And it's a very funny skit. It's probably about 20 minutes into the show, 20 to 30 minutes into the show. And like I said, you can find that on Hulu. Now, it starts out as a CNN segment. Of course, everyone knows that CNN stands for Cable No News. But it starts out as a CNN segment, and then with a Tiger Woods supposed interview. But whatever's between him and his wife, that's their own private business. Nobody else needs to know. You know, in this tabloid-driven society that we live in, you know, everyone or a lot of people think that everyone else is, oh, what's the latest gossip? Most people don't even care. You know, most people in this country are too busy living their lives, too busy being unemployed, thank you, Obama, to worry about that. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I knew this was going to happen one time when I'm doing my show. Fire alarm in this building is going off. It's probably nothing, so I'm just going to stay tight until I hear something or I smell something. I'm just going to stay tight and not worry about it. Yeah, see, there it goes. Yeah, somebody just turned it off. That's the thing about this building. This building is very old. For those of you that don't know, never been to Sun Valley before, this is a very historic building. This building was used during World War II to house patients that were sick or injured in the Pacific Theater of World War II. In fact, there's a, and they should replace it because it's kind of messed up, but there's this big rock with a plaque on it. Honoring those that died or that served their country from this area back in World War II. By the way, today is the 68th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and there's really not much to say about that. It's just it's the 68th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and a day that definitely changed America, and, you know, it's, I don't know. I wasn't there, of course, because I'm just 31 years old, but it's a somber day in American history, I'll just put it like that. So, anyway, now we're going to switch over to the BCS Bowl selections. Now, my friend Daryl had his on his show earlier, and I'm going to comment on mine. Just one second. Let's see here. As I get to that, let me say this. Something I noticed for those of you on Farmville, on Facebook, Farmville, which I'm addicted to. I'll admit I'm addicted to it, but they put a tree on everyone's farm so people could put presents under there. And I didn't realize it till today when I filled up. By the way, I can't take any more gifts from that because I'm full. I'm obviously a successful farmer because I have the maximum amount of gifts. Anyway, on there, they don't call it a Christmas tree. They call it a holiday tree. Now, I don't know about you, but me, I'm pretty pissed about that because it's a Christmas tree, not a holiday tree. What holiday? I mean, hello, it's Christmas. I'm so tired of people being so PC about every little thing out there. Now, speaking of that, bowl season. There's 34 bowls, okay? And I'm going to go over a few of them right now, play a couple of songs, and then come back and carry on. New Mexico Bowl, Fresno State, Wyoming. I'm picking Fresno State. That's on the 19th of December. St. Petersburg Bowl, UCF versus Rutgers. I'm picking UCF. That's also on the 19th. Arnold Carrier's New Orleans Bowl, Southern Miss versus Middle Tennessee. I'm picking Southern Miss. That's on the 20th. The Macro Las Vegas Bowl, Oregon State versus BYU. I'm picking Oregon State. That's on the 22nd. The San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, Utah versus Cal. I'm picking Utah. That's on the 23rd. The Sheraton Hawaii Bowl, that's Nevada versus SMU. I'm picking Nevada. That's on Christmas Eve, the 24th. On the 26th, you have the Little Caesars Bowl. That's in Detroit. That's Marshall versus Ohio. I'm picking Marshall. You have the Mighty Key Car Care Bowl on the 26th also. That's Pittsburgh versus North Carolina. I'm picking Pittsburgh. Okay. Also on the 26th, you have the Emerald Bowl. That's Boston College versus USC. I'm picking Boston College. On the 27th, there's the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl, Kentucky versus Clemson. I'm picking Kentucky. On the 28th, you have the Avocare V100 Independence Bowl, Texas A&M versus Georgia. Georgia's an SEC team. I'm picking Georgia. On the 29th, you have the Eagle Bank Bowl, and this is what me and my friend was talking about earlier, Army or UCLA versus Temple. I'm picking Temple. On the 29th also, you have the Champ Sports Bowl, Miami versus Wisconsin. I'm picking Miami. The bowl out here in Boise, that's the Roadies Humanitarian Bowl, Bowling Green versus Idaho. I'm picking Idaho. The Pacific Life Holiday Bowl is also on the 30th, Arizona versus Nebraska. I'm picking Nebraska. The Bell Helicopters Armed Forces Bowl is on the 31st. Houston versus Air Force. I'm picking Houston. The Brute Sun Bowl is Oklahoma versus Stanford. That's also on the 31st. Picking Stanford. Texas Bowl, Navy versus Missouri. I'm picking Missouri. Insight Bowl, Minnesota versus Iowa State. Minnesota is who I'm picking. And last but not least, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, used to be known as the Peach Bowl, in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. That's Virginia Tech versus Tennessee. And even though I can't stand Tennessee or their coach, I'm still picking Tennessee because they are an SEC team. So we are going to no, it's not that I would pick anyone over Ohio Soul. It's just I feel that the other team is better. Anyway, we're going to hit some songs now. Guest calling number is 347-850-1572. We do have 36 minutes left, so we're going to skip ahead in our song coverage and go ahead up to, we'll do one from set four and a couple from set five. So here's some Good Charlotte for you here on KSLP Radio, My Turn to Speak. We'll be back in probably about 15 minutes or so.
Together all that time, he was taking her for granted. She wants to see if there's more than he gave. She's looking for. He calls her up.
You got that feeling, see, I don't wanna be. second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
This is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from now 2 degrees, Sun Valley, Idaho. And that was Van Halen with Hot for Teacher. Alright, back to the bowl games. These are the games starting on January the 1st. The bowl games, and we'll start with the Outback Bowl, which is played in Tampa, Northwestern versus Auburn, and I'm picking Auburn. The Capital One Bowl, played in Orlando, I believe, Penn State versus LSU, I'm picking LSU. The Konica Minolta Gator Bowl, West Virginia versus Florida State, I've already said, even though I'm not a Florida State fan, I wish Bobby Bowden the best, and I'm picking him to win that game. That will be a good game. Those two have actually played in this game before. Several years ago, had to have been 2005, January 2005, both West Virginia and Florida State played in the in the Gator Bowl, which at that time was the Toyota Gator Bowl. Anyway, next you have the Rose Bowl game presented by Citi on ABC. That is played out in Pasadena. That is Ohio State versus Oregon. And, of course, after watching the Ducks the other night, I am picking Oregon to beat Ohio State because all I can say about Ohio State is that they're choke artists. When it comes to the big game, they choke. They choke bad. They choke very bad. They choke so bad, you might as well just let them die. That's how bad they choke. So, yeah. Okay, now the All-State Sugar Bowl played in New Orleans is Florida versus Cincinnati. And, of course, I have to pick my Gators. I believe they're going to come back from that disastrous showing in the SEC Championship game and to beat Cincinnati. And so, yeah, I picked them over Cincinnati. So even though I have a friend who's a big Cincinnati fan, I'm picking them. So then you have the International Bowl, South Florida versus Northern Illinois. I'm picking South Florida to win that. You have the PapaJohns.com Bowl, South Carolina versus UConn. I'm picking South Carolina. Got to pick the old ball coach. You know, I've met him twice. He's a very nice guy, despite what people may think. The AT&T Cotton Bowl, Oklahoma State versus Ole Miss. Got to go with Ole Miss. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Arkansas versus East Carolina. As I said earlier, Arkansas's coach is a bum, and I will not support him, even though he is in the SEC. So as long as he's the coach at Arkansas, I'm picking against him, so I'm picking East Carolina. The Valero Alamo Bowl, Michigan State versus Texas Tech. That's pretty much a home game for Texas Tech, so I'm picking them. The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Boise State versus TCU. Now, these two played last year in the San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, and TCU won barely, but they still won. And I don't like Boise State at all. Like my friend Daryl said on his show, he doesn't like them either. He doesn't think they deserve to be in a BCS Bowl. Neither do I. I'm picking TCU to win. Now, FedEx Orange Bowl in Miami at Landshark Stadium, or whatever they're calling it nowadays. I've been to that stadium. I've danced on the dugout with Billy the Marlin before in that stadium. True story. Anyway, another time. But, and no, I wasn't drunk. I was too young to be drunk. But I actually did do that. I'm picking the Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech to the ACC champions to beat Iowa in that game on the 5th. Then you have the GMAC Bowl. That's Central Michigan versus Troy on the 6th, and I'm picking Troy. And then the CDBCS National Championship game, Texas versus Alabama, and I'm picking Alabama. After their showing against the Gators, you're almost stupid if you root against them. I didn't say you were stupid. I said almost stupid. You know, there is a point where you're stupid and then almost stupid. You're almost stupid if you root against Alabama after the showing that they had in the SEC Championship game. And besides that, Texas, they barely escaped and got to that game. Now, here's a scenario for you. This could very well happen. As you know, not only do you have the BCS trophy that is given, that crystal football, but you also have the Associated, I believe it's either the Associated Press, yeah, it's the Associated Press trophy, the AP trophy that's given. Now, there is a scenario out there. Now, nobody has mentioned it this year, but because there's five undefeated teams still, and they're playing in three games, you have Texas and Alabama playing against each other, then you have Boise State and TCU playing, and then you have Cincinnati. Let's say, for example, Cincinnati happens to beat the Gators. It is a possibility. I'm hoping it's not, but it is a possibility. They are currently ranked third in the BCS standings. Let's say they win, okay? And let's say they win in dominant fashion, for example, okay? And let's say Texas barely gets by Alabama. There is a chance where you could have a split national champion. The BCS would be probably Texas, and then Cincinnati could end up with the AP trophy, National Champions Trophy. It's happened before. It happened in 03 with, who was that, USC and, it was USC and LSU. LSU got one poll, and then USC got the others. So that's a scenario that can happen. It also can happen with the Boise State-TCU game. If TCU dominates Boise State, like I think that they're going to do, and win in huge fashion, and then the Texas-Alabama game is very close, or it's very sloppy performance by both teams, you could end up having a split national champion. So, that is that. We're going to go ahead and play a couple more songs before we come back to close out the show. So just 1 second here. Let me get to the song. And you know, it's one of those things, but I'm playing some music while I'm talking, and I'm doing that for reason. But anyway, it's one of those things, and we'll just have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a good game. Okay, thank you. I think it's going to be a good game, and if you want to call in, it's 347-850-1572 as soon as we get back. What you're hearing now is the very beginning of Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. And about a minute and a half into the song, it actually starts. This is kind of like a mini introduction of the song. So enjoy this song, and we're going to play one more also. And we'll be back to wrap things up here on KSLP Radio. And this is your host, DJ Stevie P. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back to wrap things up. Real quick, let me go over the NFL schedule for this week. Thursday you have Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Sunday you have New Orleans at Atlanta. Green Bay at Chicago. New York Jets at Tampa Bay. Miami at Jacksonville. Detroit at Baltimore. Seattle at Houston. Denver at Indy. Baltimore at Kansas City. Cincinnati at Minnesota. Carolina at New England. Washington at Oakland. St. Louis at Tennessee. San Diego at Dallas. Philadelphia at New York Giants. And the Monday night game next week is Arizona versus San Francisco. For those of you that are wondering, the Green Bay Packers beat the Baltimore Ravens earlier. That score was 27-14. And so, yeah. Now, if the season ended today, which it don't, it still has 4 weeks left, but if the season ended today, the standings, the conference standings would have it where, okay, let's see if this is, all right, in the NFC, no, conference. Okay, in the NFC, you would have, come on, computer, work. Okay, New Orleans, first seed, Minnesota, second seed, Dallas, third seed, Arizona, fourth seed. Then you would have Green Bay, fifth seed, and Philadelphia, sixth seed. And in the AFC, you would have Indy as a number one seed, San Diego as number two seed, Cincinnati as number three seed, New England as number four seed, Denver is fifth seed, and Jacksonville would be the sixth and final seed in the AFC playoff picture if the season was to end today. Real quick, the Heisman thing, like I told my friend Daryl earlier, I predict that Mark Ingram of Alabama will win the Heisman, and yeah, that he'll win the Heisman on Saturday night, and we got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to wrap it up. I do plan on having another show in a couple weeks, a Christmas show. But in the meantime, I'd like to say goodnight from 3 Degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. It's been a blast talking to you tonight, and I hope you enjoyed some of the music that I played. Wide variety of music. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to close out with a song from The School of Rock, the movie The School of Rock. And for those of you that listen to the archive, I'm going to try to get another song in after the show goes off the air. So until next time, take care of yourself and each other, and keep your feet in the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. This is DJ Stevie P saying good night from 3 Degrees, Sun Valley, Idaho. Have a good night. KSLP Radio, my turn to speak. And this is blogtalkradio.com.
Feel the rain. talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh.
And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
And it said no. You're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Say no, no. You're not the one for me.
Ooh.
Like I've been on the fly.
paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You pay a paradise and put up a fucking lie. It took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking lie. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
And Sugar Ray riding show. When me a tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high man like a genie. When I call me the fly, so me a tell a virgin to me a beg her give me the first try. When the water come me I see the whoop 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 whoop.
Every
feel the vibe.